Brought to you by Big Comedy Network.
Today on Pillow Fight, I'm joined by Jeremy Scheck. Jeremy is a culinary creator with 2.5 million followers across all social platforms and fans ranging from Lizzo to Kiernan Shipka. He's been featured in media outlets like People, BuzzFeed, Spoon University, USA Today, and more. You can find more of Jeremy on all social media at Scheck Eats. So grab a pillow, grab a drink, grab a friend, because it's time for this Pillow Fight.
Pillow Fight, Pillow Fight. Is yours made of goose?
We got feathers flying everywhere.
Mine's made of goose.
Pillow Fight, Pillow Fight.
This is so fun.
We're pillow fighting.
Why is this so fun?
Pillow Fight!
Okay, well, thank you so much for being on with me.
Of course, thanks for having me.
I wanted to start it out by playing like a silly little round, a couple rounds of this or that.
Okay.
If you're up for it. I have like a couple, there are really not that many of them, but okay, the first one is burgers or fries?
Fries.
New York or LA?
New York.
Netflix or HBO Max?
I think HBO Max.
It's having a moment right now.
It's having a moment.
Yeah. Or do you have a favorite show right now that you're watching on it?
I just finished Succession, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Succession is so good.
Oh. It was so good.
I'm so Succession pilled. Who's your favorite character? I know they all suck, but.
Well, one thing that I was struggling with, because I saw that, what's his name? Jeremy Strong. I saw that he won an Emmy. Mm-hmm. And like, obviously he's the most unlikable character. And at the same time, like, I think they, the whole time they're positioning Shiv as the most likable character. And so that's kind of like what they want you to think mm-hmm. about both of them. So like Jeremy Strong's character being unlikable, it's hard for me to understand that that means that he's doing a good job at yeah. being an actor.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like Shiv though.
I actually love Kendall so much. Like,
I hate Kendall.
I don't like Kendall. Like, I don't like Kendall as a person, but I think he's written so well and Jeremy Strong does such a good job. And I think there's like a tweet going around once that was like, Succession is really fun because you get to see which character you'd be if you gave your personality disorder $1 billion. And yeah. I thought that was really funny because I know that I would be Kendall, which sucks. But I just like that moment when he was on the like fake Z-Way show and he was like,
oh my God, that was the best.
I loved it. But
I read this article that he takes it seriously. Like yeah. he doesn't see the humor in it, which yeah. is like questionable.
I think it's questionable, but I also think like that it's a little bit funny in itself. Like it's, there's some, like the fact that he has become Kendall adds humor to like the context yeah. of it to me. And like every time he goes on screen, you can tell that like everyone is like, what the fuck's gonna happen? And so I like that. Okay, more. Crosswords or Sudoku?
Crosswords.
Have you been playing Wordle?
No.
I just started
that's that
it
Twitter game that
2 days ago.
It's
yeah.
like all over Twitter.
It is all over Twitter. I had no idea what anyone was talking about. But then I was at my friend's house and her boyfriend was like, we should play Wordle. And then I tried and he doesn't have Twitter. I don't know how he found it, but he was, and now I've been playing it. Today's was really hard, but I got it eventually. TikTok, Hype House, Influencer Boys, or Finance Bros?
Neither.
You got to pick
one. I can't choose. Finance Bros.
Okay. Summer or winter?
Summer.
Gluten or dairy?
That's really hard. I'm going to go with gluten because I think it's harder to replace.
Mm-hmm. So a year and a half ago, I found out that I couldn't eat gluten anymore, which is really, really heartbreaking. But it's weird because I think bread is like the one thing that they haven't gotten
they
quite
haven't
correct.
Gotten
like, yeah. I think there's a lot of good pastas now and good like cakes
yeah.
and stuff
yeah.
like that. But bread, No. And I have a friend
like
who's had
crusty sourdough.
Yeah, they don't have, like, I was in Whole Foods the other day and I was walking by the bread aisle and just smelling the bread, and I got like so nostalgic just smelling the bread. But yeah, I have a friend who's had celiac since she was like a child, and so she's not fully like she's always recommended me gluten-free snacks and stuff, but she doesn't really remember what the regular things taste like. So she's like, this is good bread, and I'll be like, no, this is not good bread. But yeah, we're hopefully, I'm glad to be gluten-free at this moment in time and not a different one.
Fuck. Mary? Kill. Fuck, Mary, kill.
Okay, so the first headline is that Fox News host Delora Ingraham has implemented a recurring segment on her show called Positively Boosted, where she highlights people who have tested COVID positive despite being fully vaxxed and boosted. This week, General Mark Milley was her target of choice. When announcing that the chief of staff of the U.S. Army tested positive, Ingraham literally clapped and cheered. The headline that I read to write this described her attitude as positively gleeful. Number two, the feud between the Spears sister has reached new heights. After Jamie Lynn's interview on ABC last week, Brittany took to Twitter to share some of her concerns. One, Jamie said Brittany's behavior was out of control, to which Brittany responded, she was never around me much in that time, so why are they even talking about that unless she wants to sell a book at my expense? Now Jamie's saying what Brittany posts on social media doesn't match their private conversations, and that she's writing a book because she can't help being born a Spears too. Apparently, I didn't know this, my roommate just told me that Jamie is gonna go on Call Her Daddy, apparently. Number three, according to preliminary results from a study at Sheba Medical Center in Israel, a fourth shot of the COVID vaccine, though it does not boost antibodies, is still not enough to totally prevent Omicron infections.
I think I got them all. So there's Laura Ingraham, Fox News, fourth booster shot in Israel, and the second one
was the feud between the Spears sisters. So
Britney Spears, yeah. Okay. So immediately kill the first one. I will marry Britney Spears and I will fuck a booster shot. I will get as many booster shots as it takes.
Did you have a rough reaction to the either the vaccine or the booster?
I had like fever symptoms for 24 hours and then it went away.
That's fair. Wait, okay.
What about you?
Pretty normal vaccine symptoms, like everything was fine, but the booster really got me. I was in bed for like 2 days and like couldn't, like if I stood up I would get really dizzy, so I don't know what that was, but I mean I'll take it over having COVID for, or feeling that way for like days on end. So I would kill the headline that says that a fourth shot is still not enough. In killing that headline, I would hope that that would mean that a fourth shot would be enough to prevent Omicron.
Okay, I see the logic.
And then I would I think I would fuck Laura Ingraham's positively boosted segment. I just feel like that feels so 2022 to have that segment, and something about it feels like what a late night show would do to make fun of Fox News, but she's on there doing it anyway. And I saw this and I had to laugh that like they described her being positively gleeful about like the chief of staff of the army getting COVID, because like, I don't know, it's just so funny to me how these like Trump Republicans are really not consistent at all, because it's like the head of the military, they claim to be like so patriotic, pro-military, and they're like, yes, like this guy is doing terrible. And when they're like mad at Trump for having promoted the vaccines and stuff like that. And I think it's so messy and funny. And I would just like, I would fuck it, get in, get out. And yeah, I would, I guess, marry the Spears sisters feud, because it really just feels like a family issue that is, I feel like at this point, Brittany is free and I'm like so happy for her. Jamie Lynn's clearly trying to like profit off of her 15 minutes of fame in that moment. And I think like,
at this point, the worst of it is over for Brittany. And so I'll marry just some drama that they're having. That's just entertainment for us. So I think that's my take there.
So we married the same.
We both
married Brittany.
Yeah. So
we got to share.
We do have to share. Maybe we can take turns, take weekends. We have to split her with her boyfriend Sam too.
Okay.
Do you remember her boyfriend? I swore was like a secret op for her dad in the conservatorship, because everything about him seemed phony. But now she's out of the conservatorship and she's still with him, so I guess I was wrong. I was talking on the last episode too about how just like everything in the news right now feels like it's an Onion article. I kind of miss hearing from Tommy Lahren right now. I want to know what she's up to.
I have no idea what she's up to, and it can't be good.
It really can't be, but I don't know why I haven't heard from her in so long. Have you had COVID yet?
I've never had it.
Okay, me neither. Knock on wood. I can't reach
it. I'm scared because like everyone at school, most people got it like the last week. We had a big outbreak. Mm-hmm. And so I think like they're not going to be careful. Like, yeah. I almost wish I had got it coincidentally, because I'm not going to go out of my way to get it, obviously. But now I feel like I have to be careful, and they have like at least a couple months of antibodies, and they get to like let their guard down a little bit.
The people who got Omicron have the booster, like,
yeah,
totally
super immunity.
Yeah. Well, I have my fingers crossed for you. I haven't gotten it to this point that I know of either. And I'm really like, I don't know how I managed to do that, but I'm like impressed with myself, with my body. Cause I was like in college, I had like bronchitis and sinusitis like every other month together. And so the fact that I haven't gotten COVID is really shocking to me. But if I do, maybe I'll end up on Laura Ingraham's positively boosted segment. One can only hope.
Sounds good.
One can only hope.
Would you rather, let's play a game of would you rather.
A lab study published in the Journal of Nature Products last week found that cannabis compounds CBGA and CBDA have the potential to combat coronavirus by binding to proteins on the virus and blocking a step the pathogen uses to infect us. That's the most STEM-y I've ever sounded on this podcast. Would you rather replace your... Okay, so we're thinking from an anti-vaxxer point of view here. Put your head in an anti-vaxxer's head. Would you rather replace your vaccines with prolonged weed usage, so you get like really stoned every single day? Or if you get COVID, treat it solely with ivermectin horse medicine?
Definitely the weed.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that's... I don't know. I wrote that, but I feel like it's an obvious one. I'm really curious to see the introduction of ivermectin into...
Well, I actually have it at home.
Okay.
For my dog. But I looked at it in the cabinet and I was like, why do we have ivermectin? Because it was right around like when it was really trending. And it was, my parents were like, it's for the dog.
What do they give it to animals for? Do you know?
I think it's for heartworm. It's a dewormer for sure.
Yeah. I knew it's...
No relation to viruses.
I knew like for horses, it's horse dewormer, right?
Yeah. And dog or human dewormer.
Yeah. I don't want to imagine having to be dewormed.
Yeah. Me neither.
That's it.
Well, in some countries, I think people in some degree of regularity, like take some sort of dewormer when it's more, if like in countries that it's more common in the meat.
I had a friend who actually like went somewhere. I don't know where it was. I don't want to like be making claims of of some country having worms, but she went somewhere on vacation and then like for a year, like was furiously shitting and then went to the doctor and then they were like, I don't know what's wrong. And then one day she shat out a worm and apparently that worm had just been in her system the whole time.
That's terrifying to me.
So maybe ivermectin was needed there.
maybe.
I think this is all just diverting ivermectin from the wormers. Are they suffering from like not enough ivermectin for, are the horses suffering?
I think that the ketamine shortage is probably worse for the horses.
Oh, is there a ketamine shortage?
No, I don't know. I just...
I saw a meme once that was like the left, the right, horse medicine, like ketamine, ivermectin. I can't really like fully explain it, but it was one of those handshake memes, but it was like all about who's taking what horse medicine.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
All of it. I don't really want any horse medicine in me.
I am happy without horse medicine as well. And I can say that for the record.
I'm fine with taking human medicine. I know that's really crazy to say. Yeah, maybe that's why I haven't gotten COVID yet. Because ever since I moved to LA, I really have been smoking so much weed. So
I've had a concussion, so I've been taking a lot of CBD. And so
I'm sorry about your concussion.
Yeah, it's been a nine month thing. Originally was skiing, and then I just like never really got better. But I'm like okay.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear you're okay, but I'm sorry about it's been so prolonged. Has the CBD been helping?
I think it helps sometimes. I don't know. It's hard to tell. It's not because it doesn't like hit you that hard. It's kind of subtle, but I think it does.
I'm not trying to be like a CBD hater, but I have never like felt it. And maybe this is the kind of thing where just like in high school, I was like, oh yeah, I don't feel weed because I wasn't breathing correctly. Maybe now I'm just not taking CBD effectively. And
you do have to hold it under your tongue for like 30 seconds.
Okay.
For so, absorption. Well, if you're
using that. Mixture.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's pretty subtle. I don't know. Okay. It might just be placebo, but
I'm so not in touch with my body. Also, like someone could give me some really insane medicine and I am like, I don't know, is it working? Like every time I go to the psychiatrist, they're like, do you feel different? And I'm like, I don't know. So I think that's a me problem also. But yeah, okay. You saying that you got this concussion skiing is also feels like a sign from the universe because my friends and I want to go to like the mountains for a weekend, but we were deciding if we should ski or not. And I feel like
I just saw a video about how a TikTok about how Gwyneth Paltrow crashed into someone skiing and gave him a concussion and like permanent brain damage. Jesus. I'm a huge proponent of saying skiing is not worth the risk.
Yeah, my dad tore his ACL skiing when I was in high school.
Everyone's dad tore their ACL skiing. Like, yeah. It's so, like, I know that it's probably more risky to, like, get in your car every day, but it just seems like, I don't know, I'm not a great skier, clearly.
Yeah, I mean, you could be a great skier and still hurt yourself, I think, but yeah. So, maybe not. Maybe we'll just go sledding and drink hot chocolate instead.
That sounds better.
Yeah. I have another would you rather for you. I just saw this all over Twitter today, but this October, a pop funk festival is coming to Las Vegas. It's called When We Were Young, and it's set to feature all kinds of nostalgic bands like My Chemical Romance, Paramore, and even Avril Lavigne. I want to know if you would rather be able to see all your favorite retired musicians perform for a weekend or get to have a one-on-one dinner with your favorite no longer living musician.
Ooh. I definitely the one-on-one dinner. I'm just more of a one-on-one type of person. I have no interest in going to Las Vegas ever. I like music, but I'm definitely way more interested in like talking to the person and like I would like much rather spend my money on a nice dinner than a concert. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know who I would choose. Maybe like Mac Miller or Amy Winehouse. I'm trying to think of like who's dead.
Those are both really good options. I would choose the same thing. I personally find that music festivals are extremely overrated. There's like too much anxiety in the whole thing. like there are lots of bands, but like you have to choose between them and you have to like plan it out and you have to like go all these places. Las Vegas music festivals in particular, I'm sure like everyone is on all kinds of drugs, and there was that shooting once, so I just feel like,
oh, that's scary. Yeah,
ill about it all.
Yeah, not my cup of tea.
I think I would have dinner with Freddie Mercury.
Ooh, good choice.
I think that would be like really fun. And he's my brown bisexual king. So I love him. I love Queen. And like, I love Lady Gaga. She's my favorite living musician. And her name comes from a Queen song. And so I think that's like a cool, he's always been on my like three dead or alive people to invite to a dinner party list. So I think I would do that. But I am curious to see what Avril Lavigne's resurgence is looking like.
Yeah.
Because she took a lot of time away for, was it Lyme disease?
I have no clue.
Would you make a different meal for Mac Miller versus Amy Winehouse, or buy a different meal? What kind of meal?
I feel like I would want to go to a good restaurant. I wouldn't want the pressure of cooking for them.
Yeah,
I think.
So true. Yeah. Do you have do you have like a kind of food you would in your ideal world, what do you see yourself eating with Mac Miller versus what you see yourself eating with
I think Thai food is just my favorite cuisine ever. Mm-hmm. Thai food or like Caribbean food, like Dominican or Puerto Rican food or Cuban food. I love those two like flavor profiles. Mm-hmm. But I don't know about like a specific restaurant.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I love Thai food too. And also I love anything with plantains, and I feel like a lot of
exactly
food has amazing
anything
plantains.
With plantains.
Yeah. I always
and,
buy them.
Well, there's also Thai food also sometimes has plantains.
Yeah. Here's another on the fly, this or that. Pad Thai or Pad See You?
Pad See You all the way.
Agreed. Okay, that was the correct answer. People really, really overhype Pad Thai to me, in my opinion. Like,
I went through a Pad Thai phase, and I like it, but I wouldn't order it.
But Pad See You is just, to me, like, such an ultimate comfort food.
Yeah. When I order Thai food, and it's, like, one of the few good cuisines that we have near my college, there's mm-hmm. like actually some good Thai food. Like you can't get good sushi, can't get whatever, but they have good Thai food. They're not good like Italian, but I usually will get like Pad See You and then like Penang curry, like kind of opposite flavors. And like those are, but I like have to have both.
Yeah, I like
or
both
I also
too.
Love like yeah. Or I love like a basil stir fry or anything spicy.
Yeah. I like a fried rice with a pineapple in it because I'm a little pineapple freak, but
I love pineapple. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have trouble paying for fried rice.
No,
like,
that's
kind of my like depression meal. So
totally.
It's like, but if it's there, I'll eat it.
Mm-hmm. It's the kind of thing where like if I'm ordering with people and like we're sharing things,
yeah,
I'll get it,
sure.
But it's not like I'm not gonna order my sole meal to be fried rice.
Yeah
it's really good though. It's a good if that's your depression meal, that's a good depression meal. My depression meal is like unmicrowaved pasta from the fridge that I made that's now like clumped together that I like just threw some mozzarella on. Yeah, of course your depression meal would also be gorgeous.
Truth or dare?
Truth.
Okay. What's the most like true or like hard-hitting like hate comment you've ever received on like TikTok or Instagram or whatever, but you're like why are you saying that, but also fair?
You're right. Okay, that's a hard. I just have a bad memory, so I'm thinking.
No, it's.
Like
for me, once I got told that I have kind of millennial energy, which I thought was it was like kind of the way they were saying it was mean, but I was like, you know what, I am a kind of caught between generations, so fair.
I'm trying to think. What would be? I mean, I have really big ears. And I don't like my own voice. And sometimes I get comments on that. And I'm like, I agree. But like, I can't really think of anything more significant than that.
No, that's fair. I mean, it's good, I guess, that the haters can't like see your true insecurities deep into your soul and like come at you for that.
Okay. Truth or dare?
I'll start with a dare.
Okay. I dare you to unfollow your best friend on Instagram and just like not mention it.
For how long am I supposed to?
Until they notice.
Not mention it. Okay. I'm trying to decide which. Should I do the one that I got this matching tattoo with? That'll be kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, there we go.
Now it says follow back. You can't see it, but.
Wow. And you can't mention it.
Okay, I'm not gonna mention it. I will update if by the time this episode goes out, she has mentioned it, I will update the listeners.
Okay.
But that's funny, like, okay. I wonder. Maybe she'll listen to this and she'll find out then. Hi, Isabella. Isabella's boyfriend's sister's boyfriend is a Pillow Fight fan. And okay. for Christmas,
so we'll get back to her.
Christmas, she got him a some merch. But I think that he probably listens to this more regularly than she does. So maybe she'll find out from her brother-in-law.
Okay.
That's a harsh way to find out, I guess. But okay, truth or dare?
I guess I have to do dare.
Do you have any butter on hand?
I mean, like, I can go downstairs.
So I asked on Instagram, which if any listeners want to submit dares for guests, follow Pillow Fight Pod on Instagram. But my friend Priya, who is a fan of yours, asked if I could dare you to eat some butter. And I'm adding on top of that, if while you're eating the butter, can you read a Shakespearean sonnet for us?
Okay. Let me go get the butter.
All right. See you soon.
My mom asked if I was going to waste all the butter. Okay. I have the good butter.
Oh, yeah.
Sponsored. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so I have to read and eat at the same time.
Yeah, with your buttery mouth.
Okay. This is like a treat. Like, I'm not.
Do you like the taste of butter? Do you like the taste of butter on its own?
Oh yeah, it's like my favorite thing ever. What sonnet?
Whatever you want. Pick one.
I'm like a little dyslexic, so. Okay, it's not that long. Wait, so while I'm eating, let me not to the marriage of two minds admit impediments. Love is not love, which alters. It's not that hard. It's just in my mouth.
Yeah.
Which alters when it alteration finds or bends with the remover to remove. Oh no, it is an ever fixed mark that looks on tempests and is never shaken. And is a star to every wandering bark, whose worth's unknown, although his height be taken. Loves not time's fool through, though rosy lips and cheeks within his bending sickle's compass come. Love alters not with his brief hours and weeks. So buttery. But it bears out even to the edge of doom. If this be error and upon me proved, I never writ nor no man ever loved.
Wow, thank you. That's actually one of my favorite sonnets. I really love the line, "Love is not love which alters when it alteration finds." I was a huge Shakespeare like nerd in high school, so that sonnet was something that I remember from that time, but you did amazing. Were you ever in theater?
Yes.
I mean, you're in good company here. I feel like
don't out me like that.
I'm sorry. But I can see you being like a Shakespearean lead. You have like the sweet, pure voice and face and smile and like, you know, I just can see it.
Thank you. Okay.
When you did theater, what was the like your favorite or the weirdest or like most fun thing you did?
Role. Yeah. I was Gavroche in Les Mis.
That's fun.
Which was really fun. Because I got to like die. And then I was also, I guess my like coolest thing was I was when I was 10, I was in A Christmas Carol at Ford's Theater in DC. And Sasha and Malia Obama came to see it, which was pretty cool. And I got to meet them after. That was like the peak, like when I was 10, and then it went downhill from there. I'm just not good at acting or singing. So
well, you can still be a star, and you are, so
I guess I was able to translate my talents to something that actually worked.
Well, good for you. Sasha Obama and I are birthday twins. She's the one wow. like person who her and Kate Upton, I think, and the guy who wrote Frog and Toad. Thank you for reading that sonnet and eating butter. I'm sure Priya will be very thrilled that you did her dare.
It was delicious. It was very buttery. It would have been good with some glutinous bread, but.
Yeah. I'm sure it would have been. Yeah.
How sure?
I remember it. I remember what that tasted like back in the day.
Memories of butter. It's not butter.
Butter I can eat.
Yeah.
The bread is what I'm missing. I'm sure it's great. I thought like a bread and dairy combo, or like a gluten and dairy combo, always was delicious. Like yeah,
like cake.
Yeah, or like a raclette baguette with the cheese on top.
Yeah.
That I think about that.
Or grilled cheese.
Yeah, grilled cheese, macaroni and cheese, pasta.
Is that true?
There's so many ways to like a quesadilla.
That's my other like depression food.
It's my depression food with the corn tortilla. I do a lot.
Yeah, only. I don't like flour tortillas at all.
Yeah, I think they should only be for burritos, but that's my official stance on tortillas, even from before my gluten-free days. So I'm glad that I didn't have to like lose the one I preferred.
Truth or dare?
I'll do a truth this time.
Okay. Your favorite, who is your embarrassing favorite TikToker?
I have two answers. Yeah. Okay, one is is it SM6 band?
Yes.
You know, the band of the white kids who like are homeschooled. Them. I think that all their videos are so funny and I'm kind of obsessed with them all. And I love watching them. Like I'll spend hours just like scrolling through their page of TikToks. And I was obsessed with the discourse when it was happening about like the hot one or whatever. I love the youngest girl. She has incredible energy. If anyone listening to this does not know SM6 band, go check them out. I actually don't know any of their music. I know they're a band, but I just follow for the personalities. And then my number two is Addison Rae. I'm kind of an Addison Rae stan, which is a little bit silly. I fully watched her movie.
I didn't know she had a movie.
Yeah, she was in that remake of She's All That, but it was He's All That. And she was the lead in it, and it was one of the worst acted movies I've ever seen. And her character's name was Paget, but it was a quick movie. It was short. They didn't give us anything more than what we needed to see. So, you know, I would still say no, don't watch it. Cause it was all these movies nowadays, they're like 2.5 hours. This movie was like 80 minutes. And I was like, okay, that's what I wanted when I set out to watch this. I don't know what it is about Addison Rae. I just really think that she's like funny. And like, I don't think I have the intended effect watching that she wants her audience to have, but like, I'm always intrigued. And I always thought I always was like, when she was dating Bryce Hall or whatever, I was like, Addison Rae deserves better. And I think she's just like, I think that the fact that she can't dress is so fun.
That is fun for her. I like that for her.
I love it when like a popular, like cool hot girl can't dress. I think it's so humanizing. She did a Vogue outfit of like a Vogue video that was like,
I did see that.
The outfits I wear every day of the week, and they were all bleak. They were all terrible, and I was like, oh girl, like that made me feel for her a little bit. Like I like her. I like that her mom is in all her videos, and she has those like cute little brothers. So I have a soft spot for Addison Rae, even though I know like she's like Hype House affiliated and all of that. But Addison Rae's mom, she's got more star quality than Addison maybe. And I'm obsessed with that. I'm obsessed with the fact that Addison Rae's best friend is Kourtney Kardashian, and that she was, Kourtney Kardashian was in this movie. Also terrible actress. Amazing. I just think it's all her whole life. It's just so silly and I love it. So yeah, SM6 fan and Addison Rae. Those are my two guilty pleasure TikTokers.
Love it.
Was that what you expected or no?
I had no idea what to expect, but I am thoroughly pleased with the result.
Okay. All right, we'll do one final round.
Great.
Truth or dare.
I'll do another truth.
Okay. What's a food trend that people really like that you think is overrated?
Like, I like pesto, but I'm not really interested in like pesto eggs. Okay. And also cloud bread was like the stupidest thing ever.
I remember you making videos about why cloud bread was stupid. That just like unlocked a memory. I remember a video about that. I didn't know people were making pesto eggs.
It's just like, I'm sure it tastes good. I'm not interested. Like that's not like repulsive to me. Just like not that, I don't know.
Are they doing like scrambled eggs with pesto in it, or like a boiled
fried eggs in pesto?
Okay.
Like basically using the pesto as the oil.
Okay.
It's just not for me.
Interesting. I don't really love eggs. That's my kind of hot take.
I go through phases. Like, sometimes I'll eat an egg like every day, and then sometimes like I cannot remember the last egg I ate right now. Yeah. I'm not in an egg phase right now.
I love an egg with something that's like already amazing on its own. An egg I think really would add to that, but like a lot of fried rices, like a fried egg top is like delicious, or like a bibimbap with an egg, delicious.
For sure. Or I was like, just thinking about this Korean restaurant I go to at school. They give you fried rice with the fried egg on top instead.
Yeah. So my favorite breakfast foods are foods that exist at lunch and dinner that they just throw an egg in. So like chilaquiles or breakfast tacos or things like that. Yeah. But an egg on its own, like I have never been given like the option to eat an omelet over anything else and been like, yeah, I want that like pile of egg.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Should they dare?
I'll do a dare.
Okay. I dare you to, this is hard. Take a shot of olive oil.
Okay. I'm going to go get one. I'll be back. Okay. We actually had just run out of olive oil, and I sent my roommates to go get some. So you're catching me at a good time.
Okay. I'm excited.
So I literally got it in a Cuervo tequila shot glass.
Great.
I didn't want to waste olive oil, so I have this much in there. That's
all right. Okay, that's a fair amount.
I'm going to do a toast to you going back to school tomorrow, to being on this podcast, to SM6 band.
And their prosperity.
Yes. Cheers.
Cheers.
Well, that was pretty easy.
Good.
I don't know why I thought that would be so hard. Wow. I feel like my throat is really moisturized right now.
I'm really lubricated.
You know, it feels good. It feels like, you know, whatever sore throat I have from like the AC and weed and allergies is gone.
Great. I'm so glad.
It's a cure-all. Do you want to know what
do it every day?
I don't know about that, but maybe like a here and there throat cleanse. You want to know what the dare was that I didn't get to dare you, but I had written down because I thought it was funny.
What?
It was, I wanted you to text one of your brothers saying, "You're my favorite brother," and then reply, "Sorry, ignore that. It wasn't for you."
Oh, wait, that would have been really funny because that's literally like the main topic of conversation we have with each other. Like literally half of the things that we say to each other is just like, "You're my favorite brother." And then we'll be like, "What if Gabriel asks?" Then Gabriel, "What if Leo asks?" Like, it's just like a little inside joke. So yeah. It wouldn't have been weird. It would have been like,
run of the mill.
Very regular.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that's cute. Yeah. How does your mom feel about having 4 sons?
I think she likes it. We now have a daughter in canine form.
Mm.
So Hazel's bringing the feminine energy in. But
gotcha.
I don't know. I think she likes it.
You all seem like not crazy. Also, you know, like
we're not all hardcore sports guys.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. So yeah, it was definitely like a lot when all 4 of us were in the house, like 2 of us sharing a room, all of us sharing a bathroom. Mm-hmm. But like once Leo went to college, it was a little easier.
Your youngest brother is like so adorable to me.
He's like growing up though.
Yeah, I have a little brother and it's the growing up. There's like a phase of time where it's no longer cute and not yet a peer.
Yeah.
Like not yet relatable. And once that is like the toughest, that's the toughest
part.
How
old is he?
He's right now, he's 18, but
I have an 18-year-old brother too.
Yeah, he's 6 years younger than me. So like there was a time when he was just like a cute little baby. And then there's a time when he was like a really annoying like preteen.
Yeah, and that's now, where Evan is right now.
Yeah. And now he's becoming like a real person, so.
But it's okay.
We still love him. Yeah, well, I wish Evan all the best during this chaotic time. Well, thank you so much for joining me, Jeremy. This was like really fun. And I wish you all
Thanks
the best.
Thanks so much for having me.
And going back to school in the winter in upstate New York.
Thank you.
Is there anything
the best as well?
Thank you. Is there anything that you want the listeners to know before we go? Like anything you're working on? Where can they find you? Any pieces of wisdom?
Let's see. Wear your mask. Get your booster if you haven't already. You can find me at Sheck Eats, SCHECKEATS. Thank you.
It's a new year and many of you probably made resolutions to cook more, so Jeremy's a great place to go to get some ideas. Thanks so much for joining me, and to everyone listening, see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Follow Big Comedy on social media at I Love Big Comedy.